Unit 28. Virtual Cures for Real-World Phobia. Jones was on a fast track. At 25, she managed a team at Deutsche Bank that processed billions of dollars in currency transfers every day. Her office was next to the South Tower of the World Trade Center. Then came September 11, 2001. That morning, Jones emerged from the subway to see the North Tower with a hole in it. "I remember the sound of the fire," she says, "and the people jumping out of the window." She ran through showering debris, past a lady with beautiful red hair, lying on the ground with her legs gone from the knee. For months afterwards, she was a zombie. She felt no grief, no joy, just days of anger. Her mother got her an appointment with Joanne DeFeed, a post-traumatic stress disorder expert, who suggested virtual reality, VR, therapy. The VR program took Jones into a virtual world that made her feel she was reliving the events of 9/11. Where it showed her simulated buildings, she saw a man and woman falling, holding hands. After 6 sessions of successively more detailed scenes, a remarkable thing happened. Jones no longer showed symptoms of severe post-traumatic stress. Welcome to a new kind of therapy where cures are computer-generated, used to treat crippling phobias and soothe physical and mental anguish. The therapy has even shown promise as a treatment for stubborn conditions like eating disorder and addictions. In a typical VR experience, a helmet blocks out real world and immerses the patient in the sights and sounds of a computer-generated 3D world. The helmet positions goggle-sized television screens close to each eye, enabling the patient to see a single image with realism and depth. Headphones supply sound. Joysticks and gloves let the patient manipulate the scene. This combined sensory input creates the illusion of being in that virtual world. Researchers are still learning how VR works, but the basic principle is this. Experiences in the virtual world allows patients to develop coping responses, which then serve them in real life. With phobia, for instance, VR exposes patients to what they fear, like spiders, until they learn to manage their anxiety. Phobias, like fear of flying, for example, can be treated by placing the patients in a digital simulation of a cabin view. Aisle, overhead compartments, seats, with headphones, delivering the hum of engines. The VR flight felt so real that Moore, a fear of flying patient, weeping, asked to stop. But over the following month, her tolerance grew until she flew calmly through simulated storms. 2 months later, she took successfully the graduation flight, a real plane trip. VR is also a potential tool against addiction. Researchers have developed a virtual crack house that will help addicts practice resisting people or things make them want to use drugs. Similar programs might help alcoholics and smokers.